This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. China says it will lift tariffs on some American farm goods in yet another sign of easing tensions between the two countries ahead of trade talks scheduled for next month. The announcement is the latest in a series of recent conciliatory gestures the world's two largest economies have taken to curb their ongoing trade war. U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. Authorities in southeastern Spain say flooding in the region claimed another victim on Friday, bringing the death toll to three. Water management officials say rivers in the area are still in danger of overflowing. The UN Refugee Agency is expressing concern about the negative impact of Wednesday's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court on people seeking asylum in the United States. The ruling affirms the Trump administration's policy that denies asylum to anyone who does not seek protection in countries through which they pass before reaching the U.S. border. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The Supreme Court's ruling allows the Trump administration to impose restrictions on asylum seekers while several lower court cases continue against the policy. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mihecic says his agency has taken note of the Supreme Court decision.
We reiterate that any person fleeing violence or persecution must be able to access full and effective asylum procedures and international protection.
The International Organization for Migration reports more than 36,500 people currently are on the Mexican side of the border. It says it does not know how many of them, though, are formal asylum seekers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In Washington, this is VOA. The leaders of South Sudan and Sudan have agreed to reopen border areas between their countries in a bid to boost trade and the free movement of people. Despite Sudan's 21-year civil war, which led to South Sudan's independence, Sudanese Foreign Minister Asma Mohamed Abdallah said that Sudanese and South Sudanese are still, quote, brothers and sisters. Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg addressed the crowd of other youth demonstrators on Friday in a protest and march outside the White House to demand action by the U.S. government on climate change.
This is very overwhelming, and to just never give up, we will continue, and see you next week on September 20th.
September 20th is the day Thunberg and potentially millions of other kids around the world will participate in a global climate strike to call on politicians and government leaders to do more to address the climate crisis. She's in Washington for several days of rallies and lobbying efforts in advance of the climate strike, and she will also address the UN climate summit on the 23rd. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker will hold talks next week to try to break the Brexit impasse as both sides seek to avert what could be a disastrous no-deal departure. Johnson says Friday that he is not wavering on leaving the EU.
I certainly won't be deterred by anybody from our goal of coming out of the EU on October the 31st, which is, I think, what the people in this country want us to do, and they want us to get Brexit done.
Juncker, for his part, told a German radio station that he was hoping for some alternative proposals, but wasn't optimistic at resolving the stalemate. Princess Hassa bin Salman, the sister of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has been found guilty in France for having a plumber beaten by her bodyguard. The only daughter of Saudi Arabia's King Salman reportedly became angry when she thought the plumber had taken pictures inside her apartment to sell them. The plumber says he took the photos of the bathroom, which he needed for his work. The princess was tried in absentia. Her French lawyer called the allegations fanciful and said he would appeal the ruling. Hassa left France 3 days after the incident, and has not returned since. Planes flew at London's Heathrow Airport on Friday, this despite plans by climate change activist group Heathrow Pause to disrupt the flights by flying drones near the busy airport. The point was to push the government to more aggressively cut carbon emissions. Two men were arrested on Friday in connection with the protest. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.